Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of Oldie But A Gooey. Oh my goodness, I'm talking at the start of the episode again. What is it this time? Are we going on break? No. Is there something to plug? No. I've got to give a content warning, actually. Haven't had to do one of those in a while. This week's movie, Tarzan the Ape Man, it's fucked. It's made by some fucked people who filmed some fucked things, and we're going to rip the shit out of this movie over the next hour and however long the episode ends up being. I haven't finished editing it yet. But in order to talk about this episode, I do have to give a content warning up top. The episode includes discussions of sexual violence, both behind the scenes and on film, and we had to go through all of that when talking about the movie and discover some of it along the way as well, some behind the scenes stuff that we didn't know about when we started recording, so that was fun. You'll hear our reactions in real time. So, strong content warning up top for themes of sexual violence, for themes of bestiality as well, but that's just kind of, we'd talk about that in a funny way. That's goofy, not like the other content warning. But enjoy the episode. This is Tarzan the Ape Man. We haven't done one like this in a very long time, so this is a real throwback movie. It's not good, but the episode's kind of funny. Anyway, enjoy the episode. We've got some normal episodes coming up after this one, just as a heads up. But enjoy our review of Tarzan the Ape Man. Oh boy. Imagine a year where, what if we made a Tarzan movie, right? Okay, Tarzan.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We've done a lot of Tarzan.
And we added in, like, 50 minutes of boobs.
Ooh!
And it's also the worst movie that we've ever seen.
Well, I wasn't sure at first, but now I'm convinced. What year is this, Sandro?
It's 1981!
I'm coming out of the portal. I'm swinging through the portal. And I slammed into a tree. What a funny joke. Ow. Oh, God. Where am I? Oh, my God. I'm in some sort of jungle landscape. I can hear the birds chirping, the sounds of nature in the background. Oh, what was that? A plate smashing. That's an odd sound to be in the jungle. Oh, my God. What was that sound? I automatically assumed that's some sort of strange beast, like some sort of white ape. Now, to clarify, I say that because that's a quote in the movie. Whoa! Oh my God! It's a person. It's not anything to do with an ape at all. Quite obviously.
Mm.
Oh, do you not speak? Weird buff human. I'm going to assume that sexual harassment, whatever that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing he speaks is yeah.
Me Tarzan. Oh. Me fuck apes. Me make every STI in this jungle.
That is a plot point in this movie, is like, you must be a virgin unless he's fucked some apes, I guess.
I have. Let me tell you, I have.
Oh, God. Is this how furries started? I don't want to know.
Just joking, Zach.
It was me all along. It's the ghoul. Hello.
Oh, my God. It's the ghoul. I was expecting Sandro to pop out, but it's actually the ghoul that one episode ages ago.
Oh, no, I've died.
Whoa, what a story, Huck.
Because it was me the entire time.
Oh my God.
I was like, it'd be funny to do the ghoul again, but then I started doing it and I went, my voice is already sore.
Yeah.
I just don't want to make it more sore.
Oh, poor ghoul. Thank God it was you and not the ghoul. I would hate for him to be dead. We really need the ghoul to come back.
We really do need that recurring villain to be the main character.
The ghoul!
Of the, oh my god, he's back!
I'm just kidding, I'm just passing through. Bye!
Oh, right, okay. Well, then let's review Tarzan the Ape Man. Spoiler-free, then we're doing spoilers.
Hey, can I spoil something?
You can spoil something.
This movie's shit.
Sandro. This is so fucking bad.
Sandro, why did you make us watch a softcore porno again? Why? Why are we in the 80s, Sandro? Why is everyone horny?
Look, a lot of the time when we do softcore movies, they're very funny. This one was just, what the fuck was this?
It was creepy. It was bad. It was long.
It was long.
It was hard.
Hey, it was hard to watch.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Damn right it was. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Okay, so we did Tarzan. Okay, so last year when we were doing the 20s to the 60s.
Oh, my God. We have not done well on our Tarzan movies.
Well, there were so many of them when we were doing them last year. So we had to do one.
Have we picked the worst ones?
Yeah, we picked... Well, you picked Tarzan and the Mermaids, which was so bad that people actually died on set.
Yeah, no, I fully regret that pick. That was a rough one.
So then I was like, well, I've got to redeem Tarzan. What could go wrong with a Tarzan film from the 80s? A lot, apparently.
A lot. It really goes to show that the Disney Tarzan was really just like a really good movie.
It's the only good one, apparently, according to all the ones I've seen.
And these ones were garbage.
This is terrible. This is just like, I don't even know how to describe this movie to someone who hasn't seen it. It doesn't, you don't know what's happening at any one point.
Yeah.
The plot is so confusing. You don't know what's going on. All the acting is awful. And then Tarzan shows up and it's just pornography at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's wild because Tarzan isn't the main character in this film.
No. Well, yeah, it's all from Jane's perspective, this whole movie.
Yes.
Which I think is a cool idea.
Yeah. It's a good idea and it kind of makes sense. Unfortunately, she is just eye candy and that's it. She has like a minor, like, feminism arc where she's like, I can do what men can do as well.
Oh, yeah, at the start, yeah.
But thank goodness she's put in her place by this movie. Yikes.
This movie is so long and has so much nudity only from Jane. I got sick of seeing her boobs, like, halfway through this movie. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Can we have some more substance, please?
Yeah. Where was my Tarzan? I wanted more Tarzan, you know? Like,
I think we see his dick in one scene where he's falling into a body of water.
That's about it. And
that's
I'm just
it.
Like, there's
all we see.
There is no equality. Where's my, you know?
We do see Dumbledore's butt, though.
Yeah, that sentence alone really just shows you. I cannot believe that the actor that played Dumbledore, the original Dumbledore.
Original Dumbledore.
Is in this film.
He's Jane's dad.
To be fair, he had the most dramatic lines.
He was the creepiest person on screen at any one point, though. He really...
That's true.
And now that I know it's him, and now that I know that he is genuinely a good actor, because he's the best... Well, he's not the best Dumbledore. I think I prefer the Jude Law, even though his movies are terrible.
I don't know. I think we never got to see the full evolution of that Dumbledore.
No, we got shit Dumbledore after him.
Yeah, which is sad.
Did you put your name in the Tarzan the Ape Man?
Honestly, still better comedy than anything in this film. And that just goes to show how shit this fucking film was. It's really bad. Tarzan never does anything. He, like, fights some animals that he could have...
Don't even get me started on the 5-minute long slow-mo fight.
Holy shit, they were so long! They were so long!
Every time he fights an animal, it goes to slow-mo, and it takes forever. It's so boring.
I was like, holy shit. Oh, and it keeps constantly cutting as well. Like, he's like wrestling a snake at one point, and so was I. You know what I mean?
Because you were drinking so much beer that you had to constantly pee.
Yeah. I did. Fuck. I've been called out. But then, like, they go into like a lake, and then it's like repeated shots over and over again of him like holding the snake but in different positions, but it's like superimposed onto each other.
It's him holding the snake, and then I think Jane's struggling as well, right?
Yeah, and they're all like splashing about, but it's slow-mo and it's repeatedly cut over and over again, and that just goes on for like 5 minutes.
I'm gonna try and find my notes for this scene.
Not that that's a spoiler or anything, but yeah.
My notes for the scene was, I think we see his dick when he falls into the water, boa constrictor. What the fuck is this scene where they struggle in the water? Why is it still going?
Yeah.
It's still going. And that was taken over the course of about 6 minutes.
Holy
as soon as
shit.
They leave the river, it's normal speed. Because Jane, like, climbs out of the river, and as soon as she's no longer in water, the film is no longer in slow-mo, but then we cut back to Tarzan, and it's back in slow-mo, and then he punches the snake, and then he climbs out of the river, and then again, as soon as he leaves the river, it's not slow-mo again.
Yep.
So is this some weird magical slow-mo river? What's going on? I don't know. We're spoiling this scene. I don't care.
Yeah, we really just dived into the spoilers. Like, they dived into the slow-mo.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was really bad. This is like the quintessential like slow-mo that you hate.
This entire movie is, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that they couldn't figure out how to choreograph anything worthwhile, so they just slapped on some slow-mo and called it a day.
Yeah, definitely.
It's rough.
And it's like, this is one of the worst movies I think we've reviewed. But not only that, this is one of the worst made movies we've done on this show, like,
yeah.
At least on the main show. Donnie Darko 2 was pretty bad, but, like,
yeah.
This is one of the worst made movies we've done on the main show over the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
And, like, it's shot badly, it's terribly written because you don't know what the fuck's going on at any one time.
Yeah.
The acting is terrible, even Dumbledore is bad in this. It's just terrible, and, like, the director is a guy called John Derek. He hasn't done anything that
he hasn't done a woman by the looks of it. Because he's so horny.
Well, what if I break the news to you, Zach, that that Jane is played by Bo Derek, which is his wife.
What?
I did not do any research into this movie. Whoa. But my girlfriend did. And she was like, hey, just so you know, this movie was made so that he could show off how hot his wife is.
Whoa. I was not expecting that twist. I take it back, sir. You fuck. Wow.
And what makes it even funnier is John Derek is best known as an actor in the movie The Ten Commandments, which is just
wow.
Very funny that he then made this.
Wow. That was a roller coaster. I was not expecting that. Okay, so I guess, well, whew.
So, yeah. This whole movie is kind of like it's not even like an ego project. It's like a, well, no, it is in a way.
Well, yeah, he's jerking off his ego.
He is.
Yep.
His ego that he's married to a Playboy model.
Yep.
That's what this whole movie is.
Wow.
Because she was at the time. She's also in a bunch of other movies, none of which I recognize. All of them seem to be directed by her husband as well. They're all directed by him, so I'm guessing they're all just, again, more softcore shit.
Yeah. This is definitely, like, if these people lived nowadays, they would just be making niche porn.
Yeah.
Lots of niche porn. I don't want to kink shame, but this film fucking sucked.
There's a lot in this movie that's, and we've seen it a bit on the podcast, particularly, well, mainly when we're reviewing movies from the 80s, but there's a lot of, like, random shit in this where I'm like, this is someone on the crew's kink, and I don't like that I'm being subjected to this right now.
Absolutely.
It's a spoiler. That one scene near the end where she's being cleaned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't consent to watching this. You are assaulting my eyes right now with your weird kink shit that I don't want to look at.
Not only is this film bad, horny, it's also very rapey.
Yes.
It is, like, very just, like, Ooh. That, oh my god, yeah, that cleaning scene, that was actually painful to watch. That was yeah, really bad.
But it's like fetish rapey.
Yeah.
It's not like this is a bad thing and we're gonna make you feel uncomfortable. No, it's and we're uncomfortable because of you.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
The filmmakers. Ugh. Yeah, this movie was rough. This was a rough one.
This is bad. This is definitely a product of its time, because nowadays they would have made two separate movies. They would have made their Tarzan film, and then they would have made their porno, and then they wouldn't have all their kinks shoved into this movie. But instead, they made a two-hour-long thing where half of it's a bad Tarzan movie and the other half's really weird, kinky porno.
Yeah.
And it's rough.
It's pretty rough.
I think that's it. I don't have anything else to say.
In non-spoilers, look, we haven't gone on for that long, but there's not much here.
There's not much to spoil. I mean, people have seen Tarzan, right? But what if it was bad and they were horny and racist?
That's pretty much. Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that. This movie's also racist.
Yeah. Really, it really went through the checkbox, I think.
It did.
For problematic.
And also, like, yeah, there is a lot of nudity, particularly with the African characters or the people who are meant to be African. But also, this movie was shot in Asia.
Yep.
So.
With those Asian lions.
Yeah, like, all the animals in this are obviously Asian animals, but then they're trying to make it feel like it's set in Africa.
Yep.
And the way that they do that is they hire a bunch of black actors and make them naked.
Yep. They do. So it's like misogynistic, rapey, racist, sexist.
Yeah.
Bad.
At least Tarzan looked good in this. He had a mullet for some fucking reason. That was dumb. But aside from that, I don't know. He looked like a good Tarzan.
That was funny. I liked Tarzan, actually. He was just a ribbed dude. The thing is, he didn't do anything except for that one scream sound effect, which they loved. It was the exact same sound effect. And they didn't,
every time.
They didn't change the pitch or anything. It was just the same one.
I like how they put it over the MGM lion at the start. That was hilarious.
That is the only good part of this film, was that they used the Tarzan scream at the start of the film instead of the lion's roar.
Yeah.
That was the only good part of this film.
Yeah.
Because that was funny.
It's just one of the worst movies ever. But yeah, Tarzan, the actor is Miles O'Keefe. I don't know what else he's done. This is his main thing, I think, was this movie. He's got an interesting story. He was a football athlete.
Ooh.
Classic. He did that during the 70s and then moved into being in Tarzan. He wasn't the actor that they originally started shooting the movie with. There was another actor called Lee Kanahaling, but apparently, according to the director and Jane, his wife, apparently he injured his knee the year that they were shooting this, so he had to go surgery, and therefore he could no longer do the movie. But according to the actor himself, he's like, no, it's because Bo Derek said he was too fat to play Tarzan.
Whoa.
And so he was fired.
Whoa. They fat shamed him. Yeah. Add it to the list, fat shaming.
Jane was like, this Tarzan, not ripped enough. Another Tarzan, please. Which is crazy. And one other really fun fact, Zach. You remember how in Tarzan and the Mermaids, heaps of people died?
Yeah.
Or at least one person died?
Yeah. It was bad.
In this one, there's a random scene where Jane is playing with an orangutan, and the orangutan's, like, biting her and, like, suckling on her naked body and just random kinky, weird bestiality shit that I did not consent to watching.
Bestiality? Oh, yeah, I forgot to add that one to the list. Yep.
Yeah. The orangutan bit her nipple and then they killed the orangutan.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. Animal cruelty, add it to the list.
So...
Jesus Christ.
This, just in case you were like, the movie itself was bad. No, bad things happened behind the scenes as well.
This really checked all the boxes.
Yeah. Not only is this... Also, is that nepotism? I guess the actress was already a Playboy model at the time, I think.
Yep.
So it's not really nepotism because she's already famous, but also for your husband to be like, I'm going to make a movie that just shows everyone you nude the whole time. That's nepotism, right? Surely.
Oh, yeah. It's some sort of nepotismic kink.
Hmm.
It's weird because she's super horny for Tarzan this, like, whole movie. She's like, she at first is like, girls can do what men can do. And then for the rest of the film is like, actually, I just want to fuck Tarzan.
So fucked up. Well, they don't even set up the love triangle with Harry Holt properly either.
No.
Well, Mr. Mustache Man over here. They don't even set that up.
She's not interested in him, I don't think. In this film, I, like, looking at this film and looking at the Disney film, I guess it's kind of spoilery. So, like, we could discuss this later, but I want to compare this to the Disney film, right?
Yeah. I have not seen the Disney film in a very long time, and
neither have I.
I can't remember it because I've had to watch two shit Tarzan movies for podcast.
Oh, it's exactly like this one, Sandro. It's, including the nudity and everything, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was really weird for Disney to do that.
Well, let's rate it, move over to taglines, and then we can get into some spoilers.
All right.
This is an oldie.
Yep.
100%.
This is an oldie, yeah. It's also very horny, so I don't know if we have a horny award of some sort.
We don't have one, no.
But we should totally give that to, like, 80s movies. Like, you know, Hot Dog? Or whatever. That was a horny movie. The skiing.
Oh my god, that's a deep cut. I forgot about that film that we did.
Yeah! I remembered it because it's a fucking, like, 80s film, right? And it was super fucking horny. It's because all these fucking 80s movies are super fucking horny.
Look, I think that makes them very fun. Like, I really like doing movies from the 80s, but
yeah.
Sometimes you get one like this and you're like, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. I'm an 80s movie and I am horny is the award. You know, something like that. You know, 80s horny award. Or pre-internet awards.
Pre-internet award's pretty good. I think, like, it's not really a boiling hatred, but it's close for me. You know, this is one of the worst movies.
That's rough. So, you can give it whatever award you want to, Sandro.
You're going
to
give it a pre-internet award?
I'm going to give it the pre-internet / 80s horny award.
I think I was like, Tarzan and the Mermaids was so bad that anything has to be better than this.
Yeah.
And no, apparently not. Apparently that was one of the better ones.
And you were wrong. And that's your first mistake, Sandro, was thinking that surely we could watch a good Tarzan movie on this podcast.
All right, let's do some taglines. Four taglines. They're from IMDb. They're probably on the poster somewhere. First tagline is, unlike any other Tarzan you've ever seen...
That is true. It was really fucking horny.
Yeah.
Other Tarzans have had that thing of like, oh, hey, Tarzan's fucking ripped. That's pretty good, you know? And Jane's gone like, ooh. But that's about it. This film, it's like, that's all her character. So, phew, I'm going to give that thumbs down. Because I've seen Tarzan before. Wait, yeah, their tagline is unlike anything you've seen before, and it's just another Tarzan film. There were like 20 Tarzan films before this.
Oh my god, I just read something that made this movie even worse.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Breaking
the actor
news.
John Derek was 30 years older than her.
Yeah.
The director was 30 years older than her. Also, they started getting involved when she was underage.
No!
Oh, no! This movie's even worse! Oh, no!
Add it to the list.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck.
He moved to Germany with her so that he wouldn't get convicted for statutory rape.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
God damn it.
Sandro, why the fuck did you pick this fucking film? Sandro, no.
He did a Roman Polanski.
Oh my god.
Well, that makes the next tagline even worse.
Fuck.
See why Playboy calls Bo Derek the sexiest Jane in Tarzan history.
Fuck. Dude. No, that's on the fucking poster. Fucking Christ. Isn't this supposed to be like a family film?
Not this one.
Yeah, clearly not. Wow. Yeah, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Thumbs down for putting, for bragging about your wife on the poster.
The most beautiful woman of our time in the most erotic adventure of all time.
Well.
No, Star Slammer was more erotic than this.
Yeah. At least it's proper advertising of this film, right?
Yeah.
I wish we had read these taglines before going into this film, you know what I mean?
It's true.
I'm going to give that a shaky thumbs down.
I wish I knew that the director committed a crime with the lead actor of the movie before picking this film. And this, the last tagline is, "The Lord of the Apes goes ape for Bo Derek."
Whoa! Oh! Give that a thumbs up.
It's kind of hard to make fun of this movie now that I looked into it.
Yes, Andre. Good job. Wow, well done. Oh, fucking Christ. Oh, at least she's of age during this film, right?
During the film. Well, it seems like she's not a great person either, because she fired, like, most of the crew and actors of the film herself.
What?
She was like, "Tarzan's too fat. That random crew member isn't doing well. They're
Holy
fired."
Shit.
Like, she fired, like, 15 plus people of the, like, 20 person crew that they had.
Oh my god.
But that could also be because she started dating a director when she was a teenager, and
yep,
then as soon as she's over 21, they made movies together where she's naked the whole time.
Yep.
I hate this. This is awful.
Sandro, you picked this.
Anyway, let's get into spoilers on this comedy podcast.
Fucking Christ. All right, Sandro.
I'm changing both of our awards to "This is a crime, go to jail."
This is a crime, go to jail. Yeah, that's right. I forgot we had that award. Absolutely, this deserves that award.
Yeehaw! It's me, real life American Sally McSeller, and I'm here with another promo that you're going to be hearing every episode for probably a month. You know what Sandro and Zach hate the most here on Oldie But a Goodie? They hate boring movies. They love good movies, they love bad movies, but they hate boring movies. And that's what you can hear them rant about over on Patreon.com this month. It's the Donnie Darko sequel, S. Darko. Here's a clip.
But do you know what the S stands for in S. Darko?
What does the S stand for in S. Darko?
I know it's not the fun, fake, fun facts yet, but I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
It stands for fucking shit. That's what it fucking stands for. Shit Darko is what this movie's called.
That's right, that's right.
Because it's fucking shit. And it has caused me no end of anguish and pain. And it might be one of the most painful films that it's caused me physical grief in real life.
This one was really bad. There were like multiple days where I sat down to watch it, and I just didn't.
Yep.
I just didn't watch it until it was too late. And I was like, well, I guess I gotta watch it now.
Yeah. No, it definitely took me a couple of days to watch this film.
How many days? 3 days.
3 days. Three days was the exact, which is ironic in a way.
Man, I didn't even know this movie existed before these two boys reviewed it over on Patreon. And now I fucking hate them for telling me the movie exists. It sounds god-awful, but you know what isn't awful? Their review, which is just an hour of ranting over on Patreon.com/OldieButAGoodiePod. Get the whole back catalog of bonus episodes, plus you can get ad-free episodes so you never have to hear my voice ever again. That's something else that we hate here at Oldie But A Goodie. It's ads. Aside from the people who sponsor this podcast, they're cool. Anyway, Patreon.com/OldieButAGoodiePod. Woohoo! All right, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoiler time.
Her dad's super horny for her because her mom, I guess. Fuck. What a fucking start to this film.
That's not even the start, though. The start of the movie never comes back, which is a bunch of creepy men being like, "Bloody, I got a bloody story for you. So there's Jane." And she's going on an adventure to Africa.
I forgot. They tried to make this a real epic film. They really wanted this to be the epic Tarzan film.
Yes.
But it's like, it has like maybe 20 minutes of being the epic Tarzan film. Because they have that one scene where he also shows her the rock, right? And that felt like it was very dramatic, like, oh, this is the big
block. Oh, yeah, all the walking through Africa stuff. Yeah.
Like, and it was very Lost World. They pretty much stole that whole thing from Lost World. And it's like, oh, this is the epic adventure. It's like we're discovering Tarzan for the first time, sort of like this is the origin story sort of thing. It felt like they were almost sequel baiting, you know.
Oh, they were going to make a sequel to this, but it was cancelled pretty early.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew it. They were super sequel baiting because they were making this like an epic sort of film.
Well, I mean, the Tarzan movies, there's like 20 of them.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many, and that was a long ongoing series, so...
Well, that's it. That's it. So for me, it felt like they were trying to set it up again so they could do essentially the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Except make it horny this time around.
Yeah, except they forgot to be not horny the whole time and quite literally fucked it.
But yeah, the movie opens and Jane's like, I gotta find my dad.
Yep.
I gotta find my dad. And she's like, oh yeah, also all the fucking like... scene transitions in this movie are like Star Wars, like side wipes or like star cuts.
To be fair, I have a soft spot for all of those. It's I should be harsher on them, but I do love them a lot.
I mean, it's the 80s and I find them very funny, but it's so weird that the movie starts off and it's trying to be an epic.
That's what.
But then
it's
got random cheesy side swipes. You know what I mean? So she's like traveling throughout the world to try and get to Africa.
Yep.
There's a random part where she's on a ship.
Yep.
And then she gets shot, and then we cut to the title of the movie.
No. The guy gets shot.
What? By who?
No. So what happens is, so she's...
I was very confused.
Okay.
I had no idea what was going on.
It's quite simple. The film's very rapey, Sandro, and you've forgotten this.
That's true.
Because you probably blocked it out, actually, which is fair enough. Because at the start of the film, she's hiring the locals, you know, to take her around places. She's rich white girl, white savior, sort of, you know, racist... typical racist stuff. But she's going around, she's purchasing a boat. And she buys passage on this boat because she's quite wealthy. And on the boat, there's a bunch of these horny sailors.
Yeah, blah, heckin'.
Because they are foreign and therefore bad. And they get super drunk. And then one of them, who was like staring at her earlier, goes into her room to try and assault her.
Oh, and then he gets shot. Right.
I cannot believe you missed that, because that's the opening of this fucking film.
I was just in disbelief over how bad this was, that I wasn't really paying attention to anything.
Holy shit, Sandro. This opening, this is the start of their Tarzan film, is a near rape scene where, like, a foreigner goes into her room and so she pulls out a gun and shoots him. And that's the start of the Tarzan film. It then goes Tarzan.
Tarzan, the ape man.
The ape man on screen after she shoots a rapist. What?
I don't know.
What a fucking wild start to this fucking film. That's when I texted you, what the fuck is this? And honestly, the only thing I regret is sending that so soon into this film.
You sent that real early.
Yeah.
Considering what was... I mean, you weren't even at the part, which happens just after that, where she finds her dad, and then her dad's like, you look just like your mum.
Honestly.
How about a little kiss, daughter?
Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. So he's meant to be, like, the villain, but also kind of the lovable villain, because they keep having scenes where they try and make him endearing, but then they also just have repeated scenes of him being a huge piece of shit.
I mean, he literally admits to having almost killed her mum when Jane was conceived.
Yep.
Which means he assaulted her mum.
Yep.
That's what that means.
But also he's devastated at the news that she's dead. But also, hey, you kind of look like your mum, I'll fuck you instead. What the fuck?
What is this movie?
Who is this guy?
Why is Dumbledore doing this? Stop doing crimes, Dumbledore. And he's like, I'm here in Africa because here I'm a god, I'm worshipped by all these...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the racism. Thanks, film. Thank you for reminding me.
Jesus Christ. And also, like, it reminded me of something that I haven't thought about in a while, which was in old movies, particularly in, like, the 80s and kind of before the 80s.
Yeah.
Whenever you were showing, like, Africa, or even like Australia,
yep.
when you show the indigenous people of these countries and you show them nude, that doesn't count as nudity.
Yeah.
A movie can be rated G and contain 50% indigenous African people being naked, and that doesn't count as nudity for the classification board. Because it's not sexualized or some shit? I don't know. I'm like, what? Because they aren't viewed as people, so it's not white nudity?
It's so bad. It's so racist. It's just rough.
Like, watching that, like, watching this movie, I was like, man, movies were fucked.
Yeah. It was bad. Back in the day, it was bad. Back in the day, people were really fucking racist.
People were really fucked back in the day.
I'm so glad I live in this time.
Although, there's a pretty funny scene in this one where Jane goes to pet a dog and then she falls into some water. Oh, wait, no, it's because she's wearing a white t-shirt and so that we can see her boobs.
Yep.
That's why they do that.
And I was like, whew, wow, they were really horny by flashing those tits. Thank God that's over and we won't get any more horniness without... throughout the entire film.
Zack.
Uh-huh.
They get more screen time than Tarzan.
That's true. The funny thing about that statement is it's true. Those tits get the most screen time in the whole fucking film, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, there's that random scene where, because Jane's dad, he's got like a concubine? I don't know what the fuck to call her.
It's just his, like, wife or whatever in this play. You know, he's just a horn dog and he's just fucking.
He's got this main partner or whatever whose name is Africa, which is super fucking racist. That's what he calls her, at least. And Jane's like, oh my God, you're fucking my dad. Are you my mum?
What?
And I'm like, she looks younger than you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Jane? How dumb are you?
I think she means it's like new mum or something like that. But yeah, it's bad. And also, it makes sense now that this film was to show off this guy's wife to everyone.
Yeah.
Because of how horny her dad was over her. It's just like, he was just trying to show that everyone was horny over her. Because of how hot his wife is. Jeez, la fucking wheeze. The fucking dad's just a horn dog asshole, racist motherfucker.
He's pretty bad. It's kind of funny how he fires off his cannon in the middle of the night, though.
Yep.
Was that a euphemism for something?
Shut up. Fuck you. No, but he's meant to be like the eccentric scientist, you know?
Yes.
He's like a little wild, a little crazy, but he's kind of lovable in his wackiness, you know? And then we have the hunter guy who's also there.
Oh, yeah. He's got a mustache. He's like, look at my mustache. No one in this movie looks era appropriate.
No, you are correct.
Tarzan's got a mullet.
Yep.
Jane looks like a model.
Yep.
The dad, I guess, kind of looks era-appropriate.
Kind of.
But Harry Holt's got, like, a mustache and some shit. I'm like, that's a guy from the 80s.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's all over the show. Because he's meant to be eccentric, he can sort of get away with it.
Yeah, he can. I don't know about the others.
Yeah, all the others, though.
Yeah. Man, just the editing in this movie is so bad. I've got, like, a line here, a note here, where I'm like... the editing cuts the scene off before lines are even finished. What the actual fuck is happening? Because, like, there will be one scene where a character is having a conversation to another character, and the transition starts before the final line of dialogue is even finished.
Yeah.
So you're like, what is going... and you're just confused. The plot makes no sense because all of a sudden Jane's hanging out with them, but she obviously doesn't like her dad because her dad's being fucking creepy. I'm like, why is she there?
Yep.
What is going on? Why are they even exploring Africa? We don't know what Jane's dad wants.
Yeah.
Until they hear Tarzan, and then he says, I'm hunting that white ape. And you're like, okay, that's what he's doing. You don't know what he's doing for half an hour of the movie.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it's trying to do. It's trying to be dramatic. It's trying to sort of lead you on. It's like, oh, why is he in the jungle? That sort of thing. But it's like,
yeah.
it, there's not good payoffs. I was just going to mention the whole Disney comparison now, because we've got all the characters. You got Tarzan, who isn't the main character, doesn't say anything and doesn't do anything in this film. You've got Jane, who's sort of the main character, but we've already talked about how Jane's just eye candy this whole film.
Yep.
That's literally her arc.
Yep.
She has, like, one feminist moment, and then for the rest of the film, she is just super horny for Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the hunter dude. So unlike the Disney film, they took all the, like, horniness and evilness from the dad.
Yes.
And made it into the hunter guy, and that's his sort of character arc, is he wants to bang the girl.
Yeah.
And kill Tarzan. But in this one, the hunter doesn't have either of those, which leaves him with nothing. He does nothing, he means nothing, and I think he dies? Does he die?
I don't remember. I think he gets
stabbed by someone off, like, partially off screen, so they didn't show any blood, but then he was actually fine afterwards.
I don't know. I don't remember him being in the action sequence at the end at all.
I guess he's still horny for Jane, but nothing comes of that, because it's less like he's horny for Jane and more everyone's horny for Jane because I'm the director and I say so.
Exactly.
So otherwise he's just kind of there. He doesn't do anything in this film. He could be removed from this film and it would be the same film.
It would do nothing, yeah.
And then there's the dad, who is super horny for his daughter and a huge piece of shit, but also they try and make him wacky and lovable.
Mm.
He's kind of wacky and lovable. He has, like, long dialogue lines.
There's that part where there's a rogue elephant and he has to calm it down just with his voice and mannerisms, and you're like,
yep,
there we go.
Yeah. That's like, you're meant to be like, wow, he's actually a cool guy because nature likes him.
Yeah,
even though he's not, he's a big piece of shit. There's that whole scene about fear that goes on for way too long. Holy shit, all the scenes of the... It's like, it's a 200-foot tall Tarzan. Do you feel fear, Jane?
Oh, yeah, because they hear Tarzan yelling in the jungle and then all their men leave. I liked that, and it made me start to think, like, a Tarzan horror film would be pretty fucking cool.
Oh, that would be cool, wouldn't it? You know, maybe he just kills people, right?
Exactly.
Because he's scared of them, so he just fucking kills people and eats people because he doesn't know any better, and it's like, oh, shit.
I'm like Kong Skull Island sort of vibes, except Tarzan instead of Kong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Tarzan's, like, picking people off one by one and, like, murdering them or some shit.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. In Skull Island, it isn't, like, fucking King Kong that's killing them. It's these...
Oh, no, it's all the other monsters, yeah.
Yeah. But, like... I get what you mean. I think a Tarzan horror movie would actually be pretty tight.
There's probably something there. Also, it could potentially be racist.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of a Tarzan horror film could also go very badly, but, you know.
Yeah. I think it could be good. So can most films be racist. The key difference is to just not be racist in your films.
I've got a note here that's just boobs, all caps.
Yeah.
Anyway, that could be any point in this movie.
Well, Sandro, you'll be saying that a lot throughout this film because it doesn't stop.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is because this is when she goes for a bath.
Oh, wait, yes. Well, just before that scene, actually, we get a moment where they see the giant cliff, the giant rock, and then they climb it. And as they're climbing it, they're all using one rope, and the rope, like, keeps fraying. We can see the rope breaking or whatever whenever someone climbs up it. And I was like, they're climbing to the top of the rope. Someone would have noticed that.
Apparently not.
But apparently no one notices it, and then some guy dies, the rope breaks, some guy falls to their death, and then Jane's dad is like, why did you do that? Why? As he's standing at the top of this rock looking like God.
Yep.
He's meant to look like God in this random scene. Yep. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then we just cut to Jane getting naked at a beach.
It's fucking wild. No, it's such a, like, dramatic scene. They're really trying to make it super dramatic about this one character that maybe had one line earlier. And I'm like, fucking Christ, that's it's bad.
And then they find an inland beach.
And this is the Ivory Beach?
Yes.
Which is a plot point in this film of, like, one of the things he's meant to find. Because remember, Sandra, you were saying you don't know why he's here, right?
Well, he's here to find this beach, apparently.
Yeah, he mentions that a scene ago.
Yes.
And then immediately they find the beach.
And they immediately find it, and then they're all like, all right, time to go off. But Jane's like, I want to dip.
Yep.
And immediately I was like, uh-oh. And then she is completely naked, and she's out on the beach, and...
Sorry, I have to rewind. They came up with this plot point of, like, he needs to find this beach. Then they immediately find it, and then they're like, all right, we're done.
Yes.
That's it. We
yes.
found the beach. We're done.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Because they found the beach so that Bo Derek can go for a swim. That's why they found the beach.
They established a goal, immediately finished the goal so we don't have to worry about it, and then they fucking leave.
Yeah.
Ah!
She's attacked by an Asian lion in Africa because this was actually shot in Sri Lanka. And then Tarzan shows up with his mullet and he fights the lion.
No, he doesn't, though. He goes up to the lion and is like, no, don't eat that. And then he's like, oh, Jane, me want to kidnap Jane. So he goes and, like, starts dragging her out of the water, and she starts screaming, and I'm like, oh, this is weird. And then the lion attacks them anyway.
That looked real as well.
Yeah.
I think the lion, I'm pretty sure it didn't have its claws out, so it wouldn't have hurt them, but, like,
no.
The lion straight up just bats Jane, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's fucked up. That is a real lion on screen doing that. That could have gone really wrong.
Yeah.
They are very lucky. Holy shit. And then I think the hunters come back and shoot off some guns, which scares them off.
Scares them off. And then she then is like, all right, I'm going to take a dip in a river. And then she's in the river and then Tarzan jumps out. It's like a jump scare. And then he grabs her.
And she's like, ooh. I don't know, Tarzan, you're scary, but also I'm horny.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that's in that scene.
He's running around going, oh, that scene where she scares him off with her gun and then is like, where did you go? I'm like, you shot at him. That's where he went.
Yeah, yeah, she gets scared because he's approaching and she's like, don't. She fires the gun and he's like, oh, and then he runs away and she's like, no, come back.
Come back, why did you leave?
What the fuck?
Obviously he left because of that. And then she gets attacked by the boa constrictor and that scene,
yeah.
We've already talked about it. It's fucked. It's so bad.
It sucks. I'm not gonna lie, I tried skipping through it and I got punished with more of the scene. I was like, this scene is going on too long. Skip a minute ahead. Oh, it's still fucking going.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes long or something. I was losing my mind. I was so angry at the movie.
It's painful. It's so bad. It's one of the worst fight scenes I think I've ever seen in my life. He's like exhausted from the fight, so he collapses. And then the monkey friends see him and they're like, oh, no, our Tarzan friend, but you, Jane, I don't like you. Rah. And then one of the monkeys goes gets the elephant, which was kind of cute.
Yeah, that was nice. And they carry
Tarzan.
Oh, and this is the scene where Jane assaults Tarzan.
Yep.
I love this scene.
Holy fuck.
She sees Tarzan lying down and she's like, I've never touched one before. And whoa. I was like, oh no, don't do what I think you're doing. And then she runs her hands along his penis outline. And
what the fuck?
And he's knocked out. He's asleep. So that's assault straight off the bat.
Yep.
And
the monkeys are watching this whole time and are like, oh.
Yeah, the monkeys are getting turned on. And I'm like, what the fuck is this movie doing?
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
And then we just get like 10 minutes of nothing happening. It's just Jane and Tarzan walking around a jungle. That's it. For like 10-20 minutes, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Actually, nothing happens. It was kind of funny when they're up in a tree, Tarzan like swings down on a vine, and then Jane's like, I can do that too. And then very slowly climbs down a vine in one continuous shot for like 3 minutes, just awkwardly climbing down this vine.
Oh, jeez.
That was very funny.
Yep.
There's that one part where she's like, you have to be a virgin, Tarzan. I am, and I'm eating a banana.
Yep.
I'm a virgin, Tarzan.
So horny. Stop being so horny. Stop it. Stop. No. Just stop. Fuck me.
She keeps, like, biting her lips as well as she's, like, talking to him, and I'm like, fucking hell, can we stop?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, and there's that one part where she's like, I feel so strange being out here in the jungle with you. I feel like I'm reading this in a book. Jane, you're disassociating because this is traumatic for you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just you wait, Sandro. It gets more disassociationally rapey later.
Oh, yeah, that's a line in the dialogue. Hey, daughter of mine, you're about to be forced upon. Just how about you just disassociate? It'll make it easier.
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck is this movie?
Whoa.
Actually, what is going on? But the scene where Tarzan is like groping her.
Yep.
We get the line where she's like, oh, the chapter always ended before this part. And I'm like, lol, Jane reads smart. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But
that is the only canonical bit of Jane being a bookworm in this film. And it's like, well, at least.
Oh, yeah, because she reads books. In the Disney one. I forgot about that.
Because their dad's a scientist, right? So she's well educated. So her whole thing is she's a bit of a nerd in the Disney thing. And that's the only sort of like reference to her being kind of nerdy in this film.
Yeah.
Is her being like, I read smut because I'm fucking horny. And I'm like, oh my fucking God.
But she keeps talking to her dad.
Yep.
He's not there. But she keeps talking to the air like her dad is there, like, oh, dad, you thought this was bad. I'm like, you're about to fuck Tarzan. Stop thinking about your dad.
Everyone's so horny.
What are you doing? What is this movie?
Oh, she's thinking about dad, daddy Tarzan over here, you know.
It's insane.
Yay.
Anyway, eventually, she takes Tarzan back to her dad, and her dad's like, Africa's been kidnapped. Tarzan did it.
I'ma shoot him. I have no evidence that Tarzan did it, but I'ma shoot him. I just presumed it was Tarzan. It's Tarzan's fault. I'ma shoot him.
And then a bunch of painted African men jump out, and they kidnap everyone.
There's an evil tribe of evil natives, because they're natives and they're different from us, therefore they're evil. But don't worry, Sandro, it's not racist, because they're actually white. They're actually white.
What do you mean they're actually white? Wait, are they?
Because they put on white face, Sandro.
It looks like the leader was white as well.
Yeah.
So he's in blackface. He was a professional wrestler at the time. Called the California Terminator.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it looks like he's white.
He's got blackface and whiteface on then.
At the same time, yeah. That's impressive.
That's incredible.
That's pretty impressive. Oh, yeah, and they kill all of the African people who were helping them along the way as well.
Yeah.
They kill everyone aside from the three white people.
Yeah, yep. They it's like that trope of like, oh, the black person always dies first.
Yeah.
Like, there's a trope for a reason, because films like this where it's like, oh, yeah, all those black people dead.
Yeah.
They killed. It's like, what the fuck? Fuck.
And if you thought the movie couldn't get more uncomfortable, if you thought the movie couldn't get more, I did not consent to watching the director's weird kink.
Holy shit, this film is so rapey, and this is the most painful scene. This was like genuinely like I had to stop watching this for a bit because it was really, really uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable.
I hope your partner was watching this with you at this point.
Oh yeah, no. We watched this together.
Fucking Christ. Fuck me, dude.
This Holy was one of the most shit. Uncomfortable movies I've seen in a very long time. And I've watched, like, a lot of dark dramas recently.
Yeah.
This one, though...
Holy shit.
Just fucked. Particularly the scene where Jane is... All right. She says the line, I'm getting cleaned like a horse. It's this extended sequence where Jane, completely nude...
Yeah.
Is on all fours.
Yeah.
And she's been scrubbed by four naked tribes people.
Yep.
And she's like screaming and like writhing and shit. And it's the most uncomfortable I've been watching a movie in a very long time.
And to compound that, her dad is watching.
Yes.
Who's already been established to be quite horny over her.
Yes.
In fact, I think during this, he says, "You're the most beautiful girl in the world," or something, which is, like, wild.
He does say that during the sequence. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good yeah, point. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's, like, trying to comfort her by telling her to disassociate. Which is just so fucked on so many levels.
So many levels. And it's like this weird, like, torture porn shit with her, like, under the water, borderline getting waterboarded.
Yes. And then it's implied that the giant tribes guy is gonna rape her.
Yes.
But then Tarzan shows up to finally end this godforsaken scene.
Okay, well, no. There's the part where she's getting painted white. Her whole body's covered in white paint, and I was like, that's got to be laced with lead. She's getting sick.
Ah, true. I forgot about poisoning the actresses. Yeah, I forgot that was something we needed to do as well.
But she's being painted white. Obviously, this whole scene exists just so we can see her boobs getting touched with white paint. All over the... That's the whole point of this scene.
Weird
but she's
kink.
Like, Daddy, oh, tell me a story to help me ignore what's going on. And then her dad, who's meant to be like a smart historian guy, he's like, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
It's so bad. It's like, that's the best they could come up with? Holy shit.
But then Tarzan shows up, and the scene where Tarzan shows up is kind of amazing, because he just shows up and just starts, like, swatting tribesmen away. Like, he just, like, swats them away, which was very funny. But then he wrestles the leader. It's just dumb slow-mo again.
It's slow-mo, but also it's like a very sexual.
Oh.
There's a lot of grunting.
Yes.
It's like, I was like, what?
To be fair, the only part in the movie that I found kind of hot was this
one. Those two greasy boys wrestling together, grunted about, yeah.
But then I remembered that Tarzan has a mullet, so I was instantly like, nah, fuck this, actually.
No, that's the bit that I found. Yeah. Give me some more mullets, yes, please.
It goes on forever. Her dad gets stabbed at some point with a tusk.
Yeah, no, I think that was the hunter. That's what I'm saying.
But then the dad dies as well.
Does he?
Yeah, he dies at the end.
Yeah, that's right. He does die. So it was the death. That's where I got confused, because the
hunter...
So
that must mean that Harry Holt was killed off screen, then.
No, because he lives at the end.
Does he?
He lives at the end. So that's what I got confused, because I thought he got stabbed, but then somehow lived, and... But I forgot, yeah, the dad dies, so he must have gotten stabbed. It was just... It was such a chaotic scene that I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe I hated this film.
Oh, yeah, because she's, like, she's talking to Harry Holt while he's tied up.
Yeah.
And I was... The whole time I'm like, untie him. But then it goes on for like 10 minutes and she still hasn't untied him. And I'm like, why haven't you untied him? I don't know.
Oh boy. Anyway, yeah, he dies.
Dad dies.
And it's very dramatic because he's a good actor and he's just being over dramatic. But during this whole dramatic scene, which is like very heartfelt, he's like, go on, my daughter, be free, you know, blah, 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 bullshit.
Mm.
This whole time she's there leaning over him. With her tits out, covered in paint, which really doesn't help the dramatic tone of this scene.
Yes.
At all in any way. And then she kisses him, which is weird.
Look, she then starts to live with Tarzan. She then starts to live with Tarzan. She starts to learn the ways of the jungle or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I'm like, it makes sense for her to be naked. Because why would you wear clothes...
Yep.
In the jungle, if you're trying to become one with the jungle like Tarzan. Makes sense as to why you wouldn't wear clothes. But because this movie has sexualized her so much up to this point.
Yeah.
Her just being naked for the last, like, half hour of the movie is uncomfortable.
What? Are you saying you are uncomfortable watching this film, Sandro? I can't believe this.
Especially for the credits.
Holy shit.
Especially for the fucking credits of this movie.
The whole credits are just, would you say them dry humping?
The whole credits are Tarzan and Jane wrestling with an orangutan who's been way too forceful with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, again, another thing where I'm like, is this a weird, like, bestiality kink thing? Like, what's going on here?
Don't worry, Sandro. That orangutan gets shot, so it's fine. Fuck.
That orangutan dies after they shoot this film, yeah. It was so weird because the orangutan's just like grabbing and throwing her around. And I'm like, is this meant to be funny?
I'm not going to lie. I like skipped through the scene like two or three times and then just ended it. I just stopped watching.
I mean, I was pretty close to ending it as well.
Fucking Christ.
And that's Tarzan the Ape Man. Ooh. That's one of the worst things we've done.
My grandmother has asked for me to show her some of my podcast. And these episodes are the reason I don't. Oh, dear.
What a terrible movie.
What a fucking awful movie. This has to be one of the worst movies we've ever done. And
yeah.
You really pick them, don't you, Sandra?
I really do. Ah, look, we pick our fair share of awful movies.
That's true.
But I always seem to pick the Go to Jail Award one.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Let's not do a horny movie next week, actually. Let's not do a horny film next week. How about we do that? How about we don't?
Thank God this is over. Yeah. Ugh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Alright, as I mentioned, there was going to be a sequel, but it was cancelled. We got to come up with our own remake of this movie. Remake of this movie. I just want to make a Tarzan movie. That's what I want.
Haha, what if we made it an animated movie, but made the focus on Tarzan, and then had a great banging soundtrack, and it was made by Disney. Haha, the joke is I'm talking about the Disney sequel. I've made that joke before.
That's right.
When there's been obvious sequels.
Last time we did a Tarzan... Okay, here's my thoughts on the Tarzan remake. I want a modern Tarzan remake. Every Ooh. Tarzan movie that is out there is always set during the 1800s or the early 1900s. I want a modern Tarzan movie where Jane's a modern woman.
Oh, yeah.
She goes off to Africa and she meets Tarzan the Ape Man. And she's like, I got no phone reception. What's going on? And Tarzan's like,
phones?
What a
phone? Me no phones. He's a boomer.
yeah.
Ha ha, phone's bad, wife bad, ha ha ha. No,
so dumb.
Sorry, boomer jokes are very funny. No. But how about her mother went to the jungle while she was a baby inside the mum, and the mum was actually looking for a spider.
Oh, you're talking about Madame Web again.
And she gets bit and dies, and so she hates her mum for no reason, and then she gets spider powers, and it's Madame Web.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, that movie sucked.
I like my idea of a modern Tarzan movie.
I like your idea as well. We need like a modern day live action remake.
Yes.
Where it's like we've got the technology of today, and then we've got this like jungle kid who like can communicate with animals and stuff. That'd be cool.
That is cool.
I'd have to be careful not to do like a Doolittle thing.
Mm.
But, you know, going to a zoo and being like, holy shit, you've caged up all these animals.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been done before though. But that could be a plot point. What is some of the modern day thing? Oh, Tarzan as a gamer.
What?
Tarzan play? No. Here, it's a scene where like Jane shows him like video games.
Yeah.
This is like halfway through the film or like later on in the film.
Oh, they bring Tarzan to the city. Yeah, that's right. Fun. Okay.
And then they show him gaming, so we see him playing Fortnite and then he dies and then he ape rages because he died in the game
that's
or something
funny.
Like that. And he like throws the console.
So it's like, and I'm pretty sure there are movies like this. It's like a fish out of water rom-com.
Yeah.
Except it's Jane is the fish out of water at the start in Africa, and then Tarzan is the fish out of water at the end.
Yeah, I think this has been done for Tarzan. I think Crocodile Dundee sort of did this.
This is very Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which was a good film. We did review that.
I like this idea. All right, so we need a Jane to play a modern Jane. My first pick modern is, Jane. If we're going for like a modern Jane, I want Jane to be kind of like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm a rich white girl. I'm in Africa. I think Emma Roberts would be pretty perfect for this role.
Yep.
Because that's kind of her whole thing.
Yeah. Emma Roberts is not bad. I like that. I was thinking of Margot Robbie.
Well, Margot Robbie's already played Jane in a Tarzan movie from a few years ago now.
I'm well aware, because my actor for Tarzan was going to be Brendan Fraser.
That's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
The Legend of Tarzan. I've seen it. I don't remember it, but I have seen it.
It's pretty goofy. It's a very, like, it's like super goofy, haha, Tarzan's a goofball, but also he has to save Jane from these evil hunters which are gonna take all these animals and kill them.
Oh yeah, and Tarzan was like a prince in that one or some shit.
Yeah, there's some weird plot. But yeah. If she's already played the role, we can't do that. I like Emma Roberts though. I think that's Emma it. Roberts. She makes a good Jane. I'd like her to, because she, like, instead of reading books, she's on her phone. Like, she's got to be a nerd, right? Because Jane's canonically a bit nerdy, right?
Could she be an influencer or something?
Ooh, maybe? That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Because then she goes into the jungle. She's, like, going to the jungle to make, like, Insta reels or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
she's a TikToker who's like, I found the ultimate getaway vacation.
She could be a gamer as well. She streams. Live streams.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's why she introduces Tarzan to gaming.
Yes.
This is a terrible movie.
I just want a scene where Tarzan rage quits, but because he's a fucking ape man, he like literally picks up the console and like throws it out the window or something.
Mm, yeah. I don't know who should play Tarzan.
Tom Hopper!
Tom Hopper as Tarzan. I feel like he's too ripped, though. I don't know. Like, well, Tarzan is meant to be very ripped.
I disagree. I don't think you can be too ripped. Winky face. Henry Cavill.
I don't like Henry Cavill, though.
That's fair. Hugh Jackman.
Too old.
Crisp Rat.
No, that would be kind of funny, though.
It would be. Chris Hemsworth.
That's good.
Jason Statham.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
That'd be so funny to see him, like, pretending to be fucking Tarzan.
Wait, hang on. I've got a wild idea.
Daniel Craig.
That's pretty good. I've got a wild idea, though.
Yeah, okay.
Emma Roberts is in a rom-com called Little Italy,
ooh,
where she stars alongside Hayden Christensen, Anakin, from the prequels.
He's a better pick for a Tarzan, actually.
Anakin from the prequels is Tarzan, but he's got a beard.
Yeah, ooh.
That's my pick.
Yeah. I think he would do really well.
Yeah.
He looks good in long hair. I think, yeah. And we've seen him jacked. He's that right level of jacked as well.
He's kind of lean, but also not too lean.
Yeah. He's leaner as well. Yeah. That is a based choice.
He's a lot older than Emma Roberts, but they've already done a rom-com together, so it's fine.
Don't know about that one, Chief.
Hell yeah. Hayden Christensen is Tarzan. And also, he isn't the best actor, but he's playing Tarzan, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
My pick for Jane's dad was David Bradley, just because that's who the actor in the movie we saw reminded me of. But also,
oh, okay.
David Bradley is very old.
But I don't want to be reminded of anything from that film. So,
okay.
Sylvester Stallone.
That's pretty funny. I'm gonna find an ape.
Yeah. No, he would do better as, like, the poacher or something, you know, the hunter, right?
Yeah.
Because we want the scientist sort of dad, right?
Yeah.
Because she's the influencer. He's got to be, like, the, maybe a wealthy scientist? I'm not sure, you know? Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, fuck. That's a good pick, though.
It would be funny.
Oh, I hate this movie. This is an awful movie. Oh, this is bad. Ryan Reynolds is very funny.
Yep.
He is only 5 years older than the guy we've got playing Tarzan.
Yep. Really, really goes to show. But that could be a point he could make. He could go, he's like 5 years, he looks 5 years younger than me. Like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't care, Dad. We're in love, you know? And he's like, ugh, don't know about that one. Like, he's against their relationship.
We need someone to play Harry Holt. I was kind of hoping to swap Harry Holt out and get Maya Hawke in as Harry Holt.
I was also thinking for, like, just, like, evil hunter guy, we could get, like, Mark Wahlberg or something, you know?
The problem is, though, I don't want to put Mark Wahlberg in a movie with black people.
Because
he's a raging racist.
That's true. Raging racist. Oh, you know what would be interesting then? What about Terry Crews?
Terry Crews as a... He's a fun villain.
Here's the thing, right? He's, like, super affable. Everybody likes him because he's Terry Crews, right?
Yeah.
But he's also, like, super fucking evil as well. He's all like, right. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to kill all these fucking animals. Like,
all right. I like this. I like this idea.
And it's, like, a record scratchy, like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, I love hunting and murdering animals.
So maybe Terry Crews as Harry Holt then, because then he can be the bad guy. And I'm like, the only other person left would be like, who is the voice of the orangutan or something like that?
We could do.
You know what I mean?
I hate this movie we're making. Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Yeah. We did say that we would never put him in a movie that we've remade, but... But that's a pretty good pick.
as Tarzan's orangutan buddy, his ape brother, his...
So this movie is, just a recap, it's a modern remake of Tarzan.
Yep.
Where Emma Roberts plays Jane Parker, who's a Twitch streamer and TikTok influencer, who goes to Africa on a retreat and meets Hayden Christensen's Tarzan.
Yep. Correct.
Takes him back to New York to meet her dad, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
And they're followed by Hunter, Terry Crews, and an orangutan voiced by Chris Pratt.
Yep.
This is so bad.
Yeah. It's awful. It's one of the worst pitches we've ever done for a film. Okay. So here's the thing, right? I want these plots to be very clear.
Mm.
So Ryan Reynolds is a scientist, and he wants to work on like ape/animal communication with man.
Yeah.
She wants Tarzan to be her hot Twitch streaming boyfriend, you know.
It ends with Tarzan starting his own channel.
Yeah. So what she wants to do is use him for streaming.
Yes.
But then she kind of falls in love with him.
Yes.
So then they kind of get together and start streaming together or whatever at the end.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is, like, curious about all this, but wants to kill the orangutan for almost no particular reason.
Right. He wants to kill Chris Pratt.
Yes. And Chris Pratt is, like, best friends. Like, he was bros, but now he's half jealous of Tarzan's relationship with the Twitch streamer. You know, he's doing that whole thing of, like, oh, she's taking him away from me sort of thing. He's very clingy.
Yeah.
So he follows them without, you know, like, they told him to stay here, but he follows them anyway. And then he has to run away from Terry Crews. But no one else suspects Terry Crews of wanting to kill this ape.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, oh, it's Terry Crews. He's a great guy. Everybody loves him. But he, like, secretly wants to kill the monkey. And the monkey's like, help me. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's just Terry Crews. He's a great guy. That's the plot I want of this movie.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
And I think it should be directed by a guy called Jeff Fowler. Just something about the movies he's done, I think, would really suit.
I look, the Sonic movies could have been worse. They could have been a lot worse. But also, I totally agree.
All he's done is Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, and 3. That's all he's directed, by the way.
The Sonic movies, Eggman. Look, they could have been a lot worse. They did that whole rethink of them. Yep, I totally agree. That's the best director we could get in for this movie.
That's our remake.
Woo!
Cool.
I'm glad our remake of the Tarzan movies, after all these Tarzan movies throughout the years that we could have done that we didn't do and we watched the terrible ones, we also added to the shit pile by making a really shitty Tarzan movie.
Yep. All right, well, that's the entire episode. Thank you so much for listening to this awful movie that we reviewed.
Awful movie that we removed. Awful movie that we remade. Awful all round. Just awful.
Just terrible. Just
good lord.
God awful. I hate everything. And
Sandro, why did you do this to us?
I thought it was funny. let's do a good one next week, which is going to be your pick. But before we get to that, a couple of things to plug. First of all, if you like the show, thanks so much for liking the show. We really appreciate it. We love everybody who reviews us on Apple Podcasts. Oh, yeah, and on Spotify. Someone didn't give us a 5 out of 5 review on Spotify, Zach.
What?
Which has dropped our 5-star rating down to 4.8. So if you like the show, chuck us a review on Spotify and help bump that number back up. If you are on YouTube, if you're having a listen on YouTube, drop a comment. Say how much you wish we just uploaded the movie instead. We'll know it's you. We'll know that you're a listener if you go ahead and do that. If you want to support the show, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod, where you can get a brand new bonus episode right now on S. Darko, the Donnie Darko sequel that may be better and or worse than the movie we just talked about.
I definitely hated it more than this film. But I think this film is worse than Donnie S. Darko.
Yeah.
I just hated Donnie S. Darko more than this film.
It was pretty terrible.
But I'm not sure anymore after reviewing this film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's pretty bad.
There's links to everything in the episode description. Zach, what are you picking for next week's movie from 1982?
Oh, man. There's actually some good picks here.
Okay.
There's some good picks. There's some non-good picks. First thing I saw was The Dark Crystal.
Oh, I love The Dark Crystal.
Yeah, which is a classic sort of thing. I've never seen it, actually.
Okay.
So that would be a based pick, I felt.
That one's pretty fun. Oh, there's Poltergeist. I've always wanted to watch Poltergeist.
Ooh,
it's by the guy who did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've never seen that one. Always wanted to watch that one.
Yeah. That would be a cool one. I'm a little worried. There's like a few different movies I could pick here, but I really don't want to pick a bad film.
Yeah, for sure.
So like there's a few horror films. There's like Parasite.
Oh yeah, okay. But it could be bad is the problem.
Yeah,
you know?
that and same with Poltergeist, like Forbidden World.
Mm.
All of these I'm like a little scared of. I want to do something good.
There's Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Wes Craven's Swamp Thing, director of Elm Street. That's probably gonna be bad though. I've seen clips from that movie out of context.
Well, there's The Thing, which is one of my favorite films of all time.
John Carpenter's The Thing. That's an incredible movie.
Yeah. Probably one of my top 3 movies, I think.
Oh, there's Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which is the Halloween movie without Michael Myers because they tried to make it an anthology series just about the day of Halloween. But everyone hated this movie, so in Halloween 4, they brought back Michael Myers.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to leave that because I'm sure at some point we'll do all of the fucking Halloween movies as well.
Probably.
Yeah. E.T. E.T.'s a classic sort E.T.'s of thing.
Good. Oh, Tron. I fucking love Tron.
Oh, Tron. Tron would be, man.
It's kind of a bad movie, though. Like, Tron's, like, so bad it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I love Tron. I disagree. Maybe we should review Tron at some point because I think it's
could
good.
Be fun.
No, but actually, I've got a good one. I've got a guaranteed goodie.
Oh, okay.
A guaranteed goodie.
Okay.
It's a sci-fi.
Ooh.
And we love some sci-fi about a dystopian future.
Oh, my favorite.
Where AI is taking over. All these companies are like, oh, this AI thing, let's pump this product into everything else.
Okay.
Let's get into robotics.
Okay, this sounds good.
It's set in the future of 2019.
ChatGPT wasn't around then.
No, but it was close. It's Blade Runner.
Oh!
Yeah, I want to do Blade Runner.
That is a guaranteed goodie. I love Blade Runner, yeah.
Yeah, Well, here's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen Blade Runner.
You've never seen Blade Runner?
Yeah. I was gonna watch it before going and seeing the new Blade Runner, but I didn't do either.
Oh, you just haven't seen either of them?
Yeah, because I was gonna watch Blade Runner first, and then I never saw Blade Runner, so I never saw the sequel. So I haven't seen any of them.
All right.
But they're kind of right up my alley, I would feel. So I want to do some Blade Runner.
You know what? Let's do a good movie. Why not?
Yeah, let's take a break from this and do something good.
All right, next week, Blade Runner. Sounds like a fun time. You know what? We have been doing the joke where at the end of every episode I teleport you to the next year because there's no break, but we need a break after this one. Let's have a...
You know what? You're right. I'm gonna have a fucking nap.
Let's break for lunch. We're gonna break for lunch.
Yeah. I'm gonna lie down in these hammock of vines and leaves, you know, that someone's left here. Oh, yeah. It's very comfy.
Let's try have a little sleep there.
It's good. Although those vines look a little frayed at the ends. But I'm not afraid.
They do look a little bit frayed. And you are, of course, hanging over a cliff, so...
That is true. Yeah. I don't know why we're on this giant rock. I don't know why that's relevant to the plot in any way, shape, or form. Other than it's kind of like a Lost World reference.
No, for sure. Anyway. Oh, no! Oh, no, the vines are snapping!
Oh, God! Oh, no, Zach, you're gonna fall! Help me, Sergeant!
You're gonna die! To save you, I must do the portal!
Oh, well, that's actually a good idea at the last second to open the portal so I don't splat onto the ground. Oh, I'm through the portal!
I guess we're doing the next episode now.
Fuck!